Tell us about when Purcell came to town, then.
Well, old Tom had been a man that come from across the line in here. He was an old whiskey runner.
Uh-huh.
And he had camped on the pothole. He'd be about 6 miles up the pothole from McGrath. Him and George, well, he, at that time, and man, he was in with a man of Dave Akers. And there was some argument come up over a horse in the corral. And I believe Dave Akers was going to take the horse out. And Tom said he wasn't, and Tom shot him.
Right in the ground.
Right in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So then the police went up and arrested old Tom. And he was put in Stony Mountain for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, now what, he just come out of the Stony Mountain, he'd just come out of jail and landed here in Lethbridge. Well, he'd been up on the pothole and he came down. And to Lethbridge, when he put the horses in the stable and he, of course, he had, and then when he went to Guelph then, why, he was going to go out without paying, you know? So I was warned about this. I was working for Whitney in the livery stable at the time.
Yeah. He wasn't going to pay his...
I wasn't going to pay it.
Just,
well, I was young then, and I was telling, I wasn't going to let him go out. And so him and I came together. Right there. So in the meantime, he went down to see Curly about this. Tom Kirkham, just as he went out the door, Tom Kirkham come in. Tom run a hardware store just there on 3rd Avenue, right when the Kirkham block is.
Yes, by the Garden Hotel.
Right there, right there. Yeah. I says, kid, didn't you know who you was fighting there? I says, no. I said, that man's liable to shoot you. So he told me it was Tom Purcell.
How did you feel then?
Well, that didn't bother me. No, he was away.
Being a young fella, I guess that'd be quite a lot of excitement to think you tangled with the famous Tom Purcell.
Oh, I've been in a tougher spot than that one, Tom.